From Studio B2, a.k.a. my man Tim Keller's Basement, another podcast, Life and Health. Tim's over here throwing up the deuces. All right, so we got a couple topics for you guys today. We're going to discuss various things, but first, how's everybody been? I always ask this question.
You do always ask that question.
Because I care.
And I am glad you care.
It's been another week.
S. Thomas is over here looking like a five-year-old.
Because my hoodies are up.
It's been a good week, man. How about yourself? How are you doing?
It's been all right.
Awesome.
It has been another good week.
Has been a good week.
It's cold, man. It's only going to be, what, 28 degrees tomorrow?
High with a wind chill down to 16 or something like that. It's going to be cold tomorrow.
It's finally hitting us. It's odd, though, because it's one day and the rest of the week's still going to be 40
or
something.
Well, there's some 60-degree days next week.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's going to be a little crazy. So that's everybody's going to be sick.
Yeah. Catching colds left and right.
Yeah.
Unless you're healthy and you stay out of the cold air, just get warm, drink your water.
I don't know. I walk in the cold.
Eat your food.
But I dress warm.
Yeah. If you're dressed appropriately, you should be good to go.
Yeah. I'm not walking outside tomorrow, though. I ain't no crazy person.
Get some wind chill.
Yeah. I don't like the wind. Anyways.
A little bit of frostbite.
Mm-hmm. You guys know I don't like being cold, so we don't got to talk about my feelings about it at all. I hate this time of year. I told Tim the other day, I was like, March and November are the worst times of the year.
For you.
No, just in general, because, like, you know what you're going to get, like, December through February, but then March is like, oh, it might be sunny one day, then it's going to rain a lot, then it's going to be muggy, then it's going to be windy.
It could snow still.
It could snow still. So
yeah,
like,
see, I like November because it's getting into basketball season, and it's Thanksgiving, and I love turkey.
I love turkey.
So I like, I can't, I mean, weather-wise, I'm with you. But I like November.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up catching like seasonal affect disorder. Straight crazy.
All right, so update with my man Tim. You've lost more weight?
Yes.
How much?
5.8 pounds this week.
Holy smokes.
Yes, sir.
Seriously?
Swear to God.
So what are you down to?
I guess was looking up.
So what are you down to now?
269.8.
Holy smokes.
269.4, I'm sorry.
Like rocket fuel.
So I'm 1.4 pounds away from the 50 mark.
Awesome. And then we're going somewhere. We're doing something.
Yes, we are.
Possibly Dave and Buster's. We haven't really made a decision.
They win.
It'll probably be after Thanksgiving.
You plan stuff, don't tell me anything.
We haven't planned anything
yet.
You
gotta hit the 50-pound mark.
Well, just when you hit the 50-pound mark. I've never been to Dave and Buster's.
Which will be next week, probably.
Might be this week.
This week, probably. So then we'll have to set a date and a weekend to go do what we want
to
do.
Let's go to Dave and Buster's on Thanksgiving.
No.
No, I'm not even going to be in town.
And they're not even going to be open.
Can we do that? Like, I don't get – we can't – I'm not doing it. I don't understand how people go to, like, Golden Corral and, like, other places for Thanksgiving dinner. I never understand
that. Because they don't have families here. Or they don't want to cook.
Yeah. We always got friends. Everybody has friends.
No,
I feel like those
that
places,
is not that's not true.
I feel like those places should like open up to homeless
people. We do.
A lot of people just don't want to cook either.
How do we get on it? Anyways, our church does a community Thanksgiving dinner. It's not a homeless Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, we have some, but we have a bunch of single people or couples, like married couples that come in, don't have family in the area or no kids or anything.
So they want to share dinner with.
They want to be around people for Thanksgiving, so they come there and have dinner, and we serve about 500 meals.
It's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people, you know, feel it's a lonely time of the year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's a very lonely time of the year for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Which is why I think Golden Corral should open our doors for free.
Well, they're a business, dude.
Look, man, you know how my mind works.
I hear you.
All right. So 5 pounds this week, almost to the 50-pound mark, and we're going to keep moving forward, marching onward.
Yes. And I'm starting to see it myself, which is a big plus for me. Like when I was on the
elliptical. Finally starting to see it.
When I was on the elliptical tonight, I saw my face. Like, because where the ellipticals are at the gym, you can get a reflection at nighttime in the glass.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, my face is really skinny.
That just stoked your fire a little bit more.
Yeah, because, I mean, my face was not fat, but it wasn't, like, I feel like when I saw it in the window, I was like, wow, I'm really.
Thinning out.
I could really see it in my face.
Leaning out.
Yeah. Now, my thighs, on the other hand, is a different story, but.
Work in progress.
Work in progress. We're going down.
So, you all this got started through the Fitbit, and then you were talking about MyFitnessPal to log food, and you actually just showed us a little thing that you weigh and what is it called again?
It's a label maker. It's a label maker. A lot of offices have them, but what I do is I have a food scale. So when I make food, I weigh the food out on the scale, and then I put it in containers for lunches for the week. But I weigh it out so I know how much food to put into my fitness pal. So I take the label maker and put on there this how many ounces this is.
All right. So for everybody listening, either you can take that route. If you're like Tim, he likes the numbers. He likes to do the math.
I do.
But you do not have to do that.
I'm a little crazy. I admit it.
But in a sense, it's good because you know exactly where you're at every single day. Mm-hmm. It's forced you into a routine where you do things on a consistent basis.
Right. And I like routines. So that's good for me.
So that's good. And, you know, some people it may work. And this is working this time around more so than last time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Everybody needs to understand, though, you don't have to go that far. You can just, you know, look, eat to your full.
No, I mean,
be done.
The first time I did this, what, 2-3 years ago, I didn't log my food. I didn't weigh my food. I just watched kind of what I ate and I still lost weight. But this way, just for my mind, works better.
Right. And you got me on. I had my fitness pal. I didn't really use it before, but since we talked about it, I've been using it the past week and a half, and it really shows. Because I'm like 5 pounds under what it's set. I want to be 185, 180, and it's telling me I need to eat 3,100 calories.
You probably do.
And generally speaking, I do eat a lot of food, but I don't think I've hit 3,100 yet.
3,100 is a lot of food.
Now, granted, you eat healthy, good food, you might not make it 3,100 all that often.
Yeah, it's usually the bad foods that add the calories.
Get you up there. Yeah. So, actually, I'll take it back. I probably did hit it on Friday when we went to Penn State, and I pigged out at Texas Roadhouse.
Nothing wrong with that. So, got to have a good little fun night every once in a while.
Yeah. All right, so this kind of brings us around to Cody's, what he wants to rant about today, which is taking time and having patience. Since this time Tim's had a lot more patience, and I would say he's going to be a lot more successful than the first go around. So what did you want to get to with patience?
Patience.
Yeah.
No one has patience when it comes to this whole health and life and health ordeal. Whether it's like patience for like a weight loss goal or like improving performance or improving strength, like no one that we typically encounter when it comes to this whole fitness ordeal, like no one really has patience.
Why do you think that is?
Well, if you think about it, you live in a world where you can consume everything now and instantly, one way or another, and this really isn't one of those things.
Television doesn't help that any with these weight loss shows show in an hour that guy lost 300 pounds, had plastic surgery, and dang, he looks good.
Well, and a lot of times those TV shows have people in a very controlled setting where they can only eat so much, they have to exercise, and then you're seeing a very blink of an eye perspective compared to what they do.
They put a whole year of stuff into about an hour.
Yeah.
Sometimes
they do.
Yeah.
So, patience, what else, though? I mean, other than losing weight.
I mean, obviously, you have to be patient with that. I mean, how much weight have you lost in the last couple months, I'll say?
Well, I started September 3rd.
Yeah.
And today is the 17th of November, and I've lost 48.6 pounds.
Yeah, so.
And that's fast. I mean, let's be honest. I think that's fast.
Well, it is fast, but you also had a good many to lose.
Yes. It's going to slow up.
It's going to slow up.
And then that's where the patience will have to kick in.
Right. And that's where I rely on you guys.
And you've had a couple weeks where you didn't really
lose a lot. That's correct.
So a lot of times, though, I think the people you're talking about, they have like maybe the 15 to 20, maybe 30 pounds, and they don't see it right away.
Yeah, they don't see it right away. And that's the thing.
They lose patience and kind of fall off the bandwagon.
And it's really easy to do that, clearly, because, I mean, I've done it before with, like, a lot of the, like, strength stuff that I've done or have done or am doing. I mean, it's just, I don't know if I will just kind of bail out of stuff, but everybody gets frustrated.
Sure.
And I'm clearly one that gets frustrated based on, like, the amount of foam rollers that go flying across the gym and just random stuff that gets, like, attacked.
Attacked. To say the least.
This ain't a very good rant. You were better before we started the show.
Well, I'm kind of like,
what happened to bonbons and drinking vodka?
I didn't say bon. Well, I changed bonbons to Nutella because everyone loves Nutella for some damn reason. But no, this is the whole thing. Like, I always would always get hit up in the spring by, like, just people that I would know, whether it be a guy or a girl, like, hey, I want to lose this weight and look good for the summer. Well, it's March or April. What have you been doing for the last, like, 8 months? Oh, I'm just sitting around eating Nutella and, you know, taking shots of Grey Goose. And it's like, well, you've been doing this. It's not going to go away in 2 weeks or a month or 3 months. Like, you put all this weight on. You did all this stuff for this long. You were patient enough to do all that. Like, you wasn't a thought. Like, it was so easy. And then now it's like, oh, I want you to fix me now. It's like, that's not how it works.
Let me change everything I've been doing for the past 20 years and automatically do something
that
in 3 weeks.
That is one thing that I've noticed, like, more frequently with, like, older people, whether it be in my family and stuff, and they kind of, like, will come to me for stuff or just ask me for advice. And I'm like, well, you've been, like, unhealthy as hell for the last 25 years, ever since I've known you. Like, why now are you going to change it? And it's not going to be able to – yes, you can make steps towards it. Yes, you'll be – kind of more on the right path than you were yesterday if you start something new today, but it's not going to happen as quickly or instantly as you want it to. And I think that's what people are so used to in this life. It's like, well, I want this. You can go out and buy it. You can go out and get it. You can go out and make it. Mm-hmm. And this isn't one of those things where you can kind of just pick up and put together or buy or just kind of throw it together really, really fast. It's more of like a journey. It's more of like a lifestyle thing. And it's something I heard an example of this the other day, and it was like, well, Michael Jordan's like the best basketball player ever. But he played from the time he was in high school to, like, when he was 30-something. It took years and years and years for him to get that good. It's kind of the same thing with this.
It takes a lot of time, a lot of years, a lot of experience.
I'm dealing with that with my parents right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How?
Just that I think they see me losing weight, so it kind of motivates them, like, hey, we could do it. But I don't think they realize, like, I was talking to my mom the other day, and just like, she's like, yeah, at the beginning of the year, I'm going to start walking. And I was like, well, why do we got to wait till the beginning of the year? Let's do it now. You know, let's start now. And she's like, yeah, no. And I think they just see how good I'm doing, but they don't know how much work at the same time I'm putting into it. I don't think they realize how hard it is. I mean,
well, it takes work.
It takes a lot. You know, I mean, it takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work, and there's also a level of understanding there that a lot of people kind of don't have. Because they see something, it's, oh, this is working great for Tim or whoever it may be. And then it's, oh, well, maybe I'll try this. And then there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on that nobody really sees and how frustrating some of this stuff is.
Look, I've lost a ton of free time since I've started this at the beginning of September, you know. But free time as in doing what I'm not that I don't want to exercise, but free time as in I want to watch this movie or, you know, just.
Yeah, like you plan around that whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's kind of how.
It's work and exercise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you make it, like when I talked to you last night and you asked me when I was coming over and you're like, well, I might go on another walk. I want to make sure I have time to do this and I want to plan this out.
Right.
And there's really nothing wrong with that, but it's just little sacrifices that you have to make one way or another.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you've also said that doing it now has been kind of meditative for you and you're less stressed.
Completely.
So, and one way it's helped, and then the other way it's taken away from some of the stuff that you like to do.
Yeah. There's both sides to it. Totally. But a lot of people don't realize the time and effort it takes into it, and they just, again, I blame a lot of it on television. In society in general, like you've been saying, you know, everything is now, 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 now. I mean, what were we talking about before? It's a now world, just like Snapchat's now introducing the Snap Cash.
Right.
Because we all can't just go to the other app on our phone that's a bank account and transfer the money. Now we just do it right through Snapchat.
Yeah, I can't explain that, man. It's so stupid. Like,
well, some people use it. Some people live through those apps. So that's what they do.
Some people do it. I can't foresee myself giving money, like money to someone through an app that's not like legit to me. Like Snap, I would not send money through like Facebook.
I don't know if you can send money.
I don't know if you can or could, but I wouldn't do it.
I have PayPal, send money through that.
But PayPal's pretty trustworthy.
Yeah, PayPal's pretty trustworthy.
You don't think Snapchat's going to be trustworthy?
It's not PayPal, dude.
Like, they also just got exposed and all those, you know, as a third party app through Snapchat. Got all those images just out there a couple months ago. All
right, we're veering way
but but no, I guess back on the whole patience thing. But like people who want to lose weight sometimes get impatient. People who have like goals get, even anyone who has a goal gets impatient. And it's the same thing from like a performance aspect where like I was helping like other people out with that kind of stuff and everyone's so impatient. I will say the one person that's been patient as hell is Jason.
Like, Jason down at Salisbury.
Yeah, Jason down at Salisbury. And if you don't know Jason, Jason's a kid who pole vaulted in high school at North High, and then he went on to Salisbury, and he's been pole vaulting there. And then with patience, he's been making improvements with weightlifting, but also it translates directly to pole vaulting because he's hitting new heights that he hasn't done before.
Right. Now, I want to kind of bring this into the life perspective because this doesn't just apply to exercise and fitness and getting healthy. If you think about it, it applies to a lot of other things like your job. If you have goals set for your career, you know, you want to start a company or anything like that. If you also have kids, you know, long-term goals set for them, there has to be a bigger picture that you look at versus let's just crunch it all down into a couple weeks, because it never truly works like a couple weeks or a couple months. I mean, if you think about the grander perspective, even like, what do you go to school for? You go to school to get a degree to get a job. You know, something as simple as that. It's a long process. It's not something that happens even within a year. I mean, it's going to take more than just a little bit of time to do what you want to do. And really it comes back to changing small habits along the way.
Right.
So, well, like playing an instrument. You play the drums. Have you ever played an instrument?
I played the cello.
The cello?
Yeah.
Right. It takes years and years to play that stuff and get good at it.
Yeah.
So it's not something that you could just, okay, pick up and now I'm jamming out on the violin in 2 weeks.
It's the same thing with anything. It's the same thing with a sport. It's the same thing with a hobby or even playing an instrument. Like you just said, it takes patience to kind of get to. But now, maybe that stuff's, well, I don't know, in life, like life stuff and this whole, it's really not fun. Like something that's really serious and major to someone, that, like, it's not really a hobby, so you don't really have patience with it. It's something that you want now because it's important or it's essential to some level of success.
Very true, but I think also if you back that up and look at the environment that you grow up in, a lot of people that carry that over into the adult, you know, on years, they're pretty active when they're younger. Maybe something along the way, some type of trauma, some type of whatever may have set them back. But people who generally are out doing stuff, they kind of want to do that thing as they get older. Cause it's the play. I mean, it's kind of the free spirit that's built into us. I mean, how many times, and I know people, there's always going to be some type of other side to this, but, you know, you get out, you go see something, you go, you know, what's the falls up here?
Cunningham Falls?
Right. And then the High Rock and up on the mountain. I mean, like, you go see that stuff. You don't think about doing it all the time because you can sit in front of a TV and watch a show. But when you get out there, you're like, oh, this is really cool. I should do this more often. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's, you know, moving. It's getting out in nature, going to do something. So, I don't know. I think that bigger perspective is there, too. If you got to look back, see how you grow up, what type of environment you're in, and then moving forward. Are you always in front of the TV, video games when you're younger? I mean, I know that's why I still play video games today, because that's what I did when I was, you know, I remember getting Sega Genesis and Road Rash for Christmas, and I sat there and played it all day long because it was so much fun. And then, you know, to this day, I'll sit in front of a video game for 4 or 5 hours and play it. And then I'll put it down and be like, well, I just wasted 4 hours of my life.
But you had fun.
But it was fun.
If it's fun, is it wasting time?
Not at the moment.
Yeah.
Not in the moment.
Right.
But then when you sit and make a list of the things that you should be doing or could be doing, yeah it was a waste of time.
You can't always around you. You can't always be doing something.
Right, but you know, it's prioritizing, and when you sacrifice priorities for something else, then
no, I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
can't always be serious all the time, Tim.
Me, I'm never.
He looked at me the other day, and he goes, "I'm so serious all the time. I feel like I'm the guy who has to always know what's going on." I'm like, "Damn, that kind of makes sense. You kind of are that guy." I was like,
"I am that guy."
And then he looks at me. You're never serious. And I'm just like, "Well, damn it." He's like, "No, it's not a bad thing." I'm like, "It kind of is sometimes."
Yeah, you got to take some stuff serious.
Yeah. No, people just don't have patience with it. And I've seen it, well, from a weight loss perspective and also from like a performance perspective, where people are like, I want to add 50 pounds in my squat in this amount of time. And it's like, well, what have you been doing the entire time? Like, it's not something that's going to happen instantly. And maybe if you're a beginner, yes, and we've both seen that happen where people just make crazy gains in the beginning of like some type of strength cycle or something. when you get deeper and deeper into this stuff, that comes so much harder.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at any of the Olympic athletes that are out there, I mean, they don't they practice day in.
That's all they do.
Day out for years just for that, what, one weekend, 1 week?
10.2 seconds.
And it's every 4 years?
Yeah, 10.2 seconds, up to, you know, for a sprinter.
So, I mean, it's a lot of time and effort put into something for very little, well,
yeah,
competitive involvement, at least for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. But for other stuff,
for,
I mean, it's
short amount of time.
Right. But for, I mean, when it comes to the life and health perspective, I mean, you have to put in the time if you want to reap the benefits. And that's not to say, so you're spending a, you know, a lot of hours walking now. You get down to the level you want to, we can do high-intensity interval training for 20, 30 minutes. You'll be in and out the door in no time, and then that's it for the day.
Right.
So there's other ways to look at it kind of too, but it does take a lot of effort and work.
And I know that.
All right, I think I took over your rant, so.
That's all right.
Take over my rant.
I mean, we're all in this rant.
We're all in this rant, but I don't know. I think it bothers me too because lately everybody's been like asking me like, can you help me with this? And it's all of it's gym related. None of it's like weight loss. It's like, I want to get stronger and I want to do this and I want to do that. And I'm just like, well, what have you been doing for the last however long? I mean, yes, you'll be one step closer to, whether it be through me or like through something else, if you find something that you like and it actually it's beneficial to you, stick to it. But like everyone's like so impatient when it comes to that. And it's like, well, one example that I actually heard somewhere from, who is that guy that like was a played for the Chiefs? And he was the, like a John Wellborn?
Yeah, Wellborn.
Yeah, he's an example. He was talking about some kid that he trained and ended up increasing his squat from like 225 to like 4 something in like a matter of like 16 weeks. So that took 4 months. But his little key selling point, or like the thing that he said, was like, if you can add 5 pounds to something for the rest of your life, like you'll be strong as hell. Like if you can add 5 pounds every week to something for the rest of your
you'll
life,
you'll set a record every year.
That like, and but it still takes patience to do that. If you can get better than you were yesterday, like you're achieving, you're going towards your goal. Like you're making an effort to get there, and it's progress. But it may not be coming as fast as you want it to.
Even though it's a little bit,
but because everyone wants the answer to everything, and they want it now. It doesn't work that way.
That's part of the learning process too, I guess. Bubba Army, you got any thoughts?
No, I was just taking it in, man.
He was just taking it in.
Yeah.
He's happy tonight because you put in two visits to the gym. Why can't I speak right now?
That's all good.
Two. Be the protein.
I'm just feeling good. That's all. I'm happy. Doesn't happen a lot. So I suck it up. I get everything it's worth when I am.
I hear that. Well, we got any lasting thoughts, comments? I think we've hit patience enough. It takes time.
Sure. Stop eating Nutella and be patient.
Nutella is not healthy.
No, it's not.
Damn. There's a lot of little things that can really damper moving forward.
I know.
And processed junk and beer are two very good examples.
Yep, that's why I don't drink much beer anymore.
That's why I just drink whiskey.
Just throwing it out there. All right, we done.
We're done. Are you done?
I need to be done. I'm done.
Do you want
to
say Nutella again?
No, I don't want to say anything about Nutella. Just Nutella.
All right. Well, hey everybody, thanks for listening to the show again. We are glad that you listen to us every week here on Life in Health Podcast. Again, you can find Thomas, Cody, myself on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We will not send you money, though, through Snapchat, so don't ask. Again, just thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Peace out.